On this Thursday, let's talk a little bit about the agricultural weather forecast. Now, Mike Tenora is here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, it's a beautiful day, or a really nice day. Feels like February, but I want to start in South America today. Can you give me an assessment of the growing seasons for both Argentina and Brazil and where they stand?
Well, the forecast in Argentina is pretty straightforward. It's going to be cool, sunny, and dry for most of the next 10 to 14 days. An expansive area of surface level high pressure is going to linger across that region, and that will provide nearly ideal temperatures for corn and soybean development. High temperatures will mostly be in the 70s and 80s over this period of time, and low temperatures will drop into the 40s, 50s, and maybe 60s on occasion. But this is unseasonably cool for them for this time of the year. They should be a solid 10 degrees warmer than what we just described, and so to see these types of temperatures in late February is a pretty ideal setup for them, especially since they saw a lot of rain earlier in the week. It's been pretty moist for most of the growing season. Eventually, we'll probably need to see some rain to finish off some of the later planted corn and soybeans in March. But between now and then, there's just not a whole lot going on with pretty ideal temperatures coming up.
And in Brazil?
Well, Brazil's going to turn real wet. That same cool air mass that lingers across Argentina keeps the main dividing area between cool and muggy air centered across the key growing regions of Brazil. So they're finally going to get into the type of weather pattern that we basically have been waiting for the better part of the last 3 months. And that's where you get thunderstorm after thunderstorm after thunderstorm, one after another, day after day. So it's going to be turning very wet in Brazil with time, especially in the key states of Goiás and Mato Grosso. That's where soybeans are being harvested at the moment, and second crop corn is being planted. So you could argue that harvesting is going to slow a little bit as we move forward. But for the crops that are now being planted, this is a pretty ideal scenario for them as well, because they're going to get some of the moisture that they need to start out with a healthy kickoff to the growing season. And that's just the way it looks right now. I'm pretty wet in that region. And again, this is what we wanted a long time ago, but we finally got it.
And then here in the United States, what does our weather forecast look like?
Well, in the U.S., it's a little bit different than most areas of the world. It's kind of amazing to think about this. But you can look at China, Russia, Ukraine, and the European Union, which are the primary wheat producers of the world. And they've all been way, way, way warmer than normal over the last 90 to 120 days. And they stay very mild going forward. And so the whole northern hemisphere is real mild. The only exception to that is in the United States. We suddenly have turned a little bit chilly, and it's going to turn pretty cold once you get into next week, especially the second half of next week, and then moving into March. So we've had this very mild winter for the most part in the U.S., and all of a sudden, here we are looking at the start of meteorological spring on March 1st, and what's happening is turning a lot colder. And it looks to stay pretty chilly all the way through that first week of March, despite a little bit of mildness that we'll have later on in the weekend coming up. But it also stays a little wet in the U.S. We have another rain system that's going to move through on Sunday and Monday, then some snow right behind that as the colder pattern starts. And then there's a lot of signs that another system is going to move through around March 4th or 5th, about 2 weeks from now. It's still a ways off, but we've seen enough clues of this now for a while to think that this weather pattern that we've been in, which has basically been pretty wet for most of the last 18 months, is simply not stopping. It's just going to keep on raining here and there for a while. And until something decisive happens, we just don't have a big reason to start forecasting dry weather for long periods of time.
Hey, thanks. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay, that sounds great. Talk to you then.
That's Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois.